This is The Morning Routine with Dr. Daryl Jones. Morning Routine is a daily devotional podcast for those who are raising, educating, and growing the next generation.
Okay, we're riding along here, making good time, headed to work, and I'm just kind of riding shotgun, what I do. Reading this morning from Esther chapter 4, verse 14. For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Today is the Jewish holiday of Purim, the celebration of God's deliverance of the Jewish people from an evil plot to destroy them while they were in Persian captivity. Mordecai was an old scribe who worked in the court of the king. He was raising his niece, Esther. She was taken from her home, placed in a harem, and brought to the king to be either accepted or rejected as his queen. No doubt God was working in the heart of the king, and Esther was chosen. She was specifically placed by God in a position where God could use her, and the Jewish people were not eliminated. The book of Esther records the details of the full account, but for today, on this, the celebration of Purim, it's worth noting two specific things. First, God's will stands no matter the circumstances, no matter how well the enemy may plan, and no matter whether we obey or refuse, nothing and no one can stop our God. Nothing can change the promises he's made to his people. And in this, there should be absolute peace for us. But secondly, God has made us and put us exactly where he wants us to be. As we look at a world that's falling around us, and as perhaps the return of our Lord draws so very near, we have the privilege and the responsibility to remember that we were made and placed for such a time as this. So today, like Esther, commit to do what God would have you do, no matter the cost.
You've been listening to The Morning Routine, brought to you by the Herzog Foundation and hosted by its president, Dr. Daryl Jones. For more information, please visit herzogfoundation.com. To receive The Morning Routine as a daily email, sign up at morningroutinepodcast.com. See you in the morning.